Box A, the program code. We have reproduced the code for the print string program so that you can follow along with the explanation more easily. Box B, comments and include directives. The first three lines of code in print string are comments. These lines show up as green in the code shown in box A. There are two ways to write comments in C++. One way is called a single line comment, and such a comment starts with two forward slashes. Any text typed on the same line after the double forward slash is part of the single line comment. Another type of comment C++ supports is a multi-line comment. Such a comment can span several lines. As the examples in box B show, the start of a multi-line comment is marked with a forward slash followed by an asterisk. The end of a multi-line comment is marked with an asterisk followed by a forward slash. Anything falling in between the start and end mark is part of the comment. As the example shows, this can span several lines. So now that we know how to write comments, what are they? Comments are ignored by the compiler. That is, they do not contribute to the final program. They are stripped out. They are used to leave notes or comments in the code. For example, in the code shown in box A, comments are used at the top of the file to state the file name and the author of the code file, as well as to place some aesthetic line separators. Besides file heading information, we can use comments to describe in English what a tricky piece of code does and why. These notes are important because, although the purpose of the code and how it works may be crystal clear when you are writing it, it might not be clear to a coworker or even to you 6 months from now. Thus, comments are used to leave descriptive notes in the code indicating what the code does and why. They can also be used for heading type information, such as the file name, date written, version, and author. Be careful not to overcomment, which only serves to clutter up the code, and don't write comments that merely reiterate what the code says. Write comments about the overall process of how the code works, the idea behind it, why it's needed, and any conditions that can cause it to fail or become unstable. Now let us turn our attention to include directives, which take the form pound, include, angle brackets. An include directive instructs the compiler to take all the code in the specified file, which is specified between the angle brackets, and include it into our CPP file. So in the print string program, we include the code of two files called IOStream and String. These are not code files we wrote, but rather they are part of the C++ standard library, which is a set of pre-written code which can be used for fundamental functionality. For example, notice that printString can extract input and output data to the console window. We didn't write any such code that does this, but rather we use some pre-existing code objects to do this. And in order to use these pre-existing codes, we must include them into our CPP file. So by including IOStream and String, we can use the standard string, standard cout, and standard cin code objects. And as you can see, much of printString utilizes these code objects. Box B shows an example of pound include cmath. As you might guess, by including this standard library header file, we gain access to many mathematical related commands. We will explore cmath in chapter 3. Box C, main and standard string. The main function is special because it's the entry point for every C++ program. That is, every C++ program starts at main. Consequently, every C++ program must have a main function. The code inside a function's corresponding curly braces is called the function body or function definition. We will discuss more on what we mean by the term function in Chapter 3. For now, just understand that the first instruction in main's body is the first instruction executed by the program. Note that in C++, the curly braces are used to define the beginning and the end of a logical code unit. For example, the code inside the braces of main defines the unit main. The opening brace denotes the beginning of a code block, and the closing brace denotes the end of the code block. Braces must always be paired together. That is, a beginning brace must always have an ending brace. Standard string is a C++ variable type that represents a string of characters which together could make up words or sentences. For example, hello and this is a string are both strings. In order to use standard string, we must write the include directive pound include string. In our example program, we declare a standard string variable called firstName and define it to be an empty string as denoted by the empty quotes. This standard string variable, firstName, will be used to store the first name the user enters into the program. Standard string is a powerful variable type, and we will return to it in detail in Chapter 6, but for now, it's enough for you to know that it's used to store strings. Note that the std prefix denotes a namespace, specifically the standard namespace. Basically, namespaces allow us to logically group a set of code. All the code that is part of the C++ standard library is grouped in the standard namespace. The textbook talks about namespaces in more detail. As you will later read in the textbook, we can drop the std prefix by introducing a using namespace clause. Box D, input and output commands. We note that printstring is able to output and input data to and from the console window. By examining the code shown in box A and its corresponding output, we might guess that standard cout outputs data to the console window and standard cin inputs information from the console window. This guess is, in fact, correct. In order to use standard cout and standard cin, we must write the include directive pound include iostream. Now turn your attention to the standard cout examples in box D. The manipulator, standard endl, tells standard cout to output a new line. That is, skip output cursor to the next line. There are several other manipulators C++ provides, which we will explore as we come to them. Also observe in the third example that we can chain together several outputs with one standard cout command using multiple insertion operators. Note that the lines inside the main function end with a semicolon. These are examples of statements. A statement in C++ instructs the computer to do a specific thing. For example, create a variable, perform some calculation, or output some text. Of particular importance is that a statement ends with a semicolon and not a new line. That is, a semicolon ends a C++ statement much like a period ends an English sentence. Also note that we can insert blank lines and spacing in the program for cleaner formatting, or we can bunch all the code up together compactly. Blank lines and spaces are referred to as white space. White space is ignored by the compiler, so you can use white space however you like. A good use of white space is for formatting the code for easier legibility. Use spaces to separate logical blocks, and use indents to indicate code that corresponds with a particular block. For example, notice that all the code in main is indented. However, you cannot use whitespace within code symbols. For example, you could not divide up first name with spaces, because if you did, the compiler would not be able to tell if it was more than one symbol. Now that we have outlined the parts of the print string program, let us summarize it again one more time from top to bottom. The first three lines start with the forward slash and therefore are comments, which are ignored by the compiler. These comments are used to give our CPP file some heading information. The next two lines are include directives. By including iostream, we gain access to standard cout and standard cin. By including string, we gain access to standard string. Recall that these code objects are part of the C++ standard library, which is a set of pre-existing code we can use to start out with. The next line is the main function, which is the entry point to every program. The first line inside main declares a standard string variable called firstName and initializes it to an empty string as denoted by the empty quotes. We will use this variable later on to store the input the user enters. The next line invokes a standard cout command, which outputs to the console window the text, enter your first name and press enter. The following line is a standard cin command, which prompts the user to enter a value from the keyboard into the console window. When the user presses the enter key after the input is entered, the input is extracted and stored in the variable firstName. The fourth line inside the main block is another standard cout command, which outputs a new line. Finally, the last line inside the main block is another standard cout command. Here, we string together several outputs on one line. We output hello, followed by the value stored in the variable firstName, which is whatever the user inputted, and then two new lines are outputted. This completes the program, and the description agrees with the output seen on the previous slide.